This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Just remember, Drew picked the bump music today, not me.
This is a good song. I was just bopping along to it.
It's not a bad song, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to explain to people who... hear music that might sound a little out of the ordinary for this show. What happened?
You're hearing Michael Jackson on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What had happened was Drew picked the music today.
What happened was that Mark and I and myself, we both lost in Real or Fake. Drew won, and therefore he got to pick it, which I trolled you and picked Baby Shark and NSYNC. I could do... You just wait until I win next time.
Oh, man.
Celine Dion, I'm telling you. My heart will go on.
Yeah. Hey, let's. Ryan Schmelz is on the line. I don't want to make him hold any longer. He's at Fox News Radio, obviously. Ryan, if you were picking the music for my morning show, what kind of music do you like?
I mean, I do country dance competitions, so there would be something along those lines.
Awesome.
Do you really?
I do, yes. I did
That's
my
cool.
first one 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Good for you. That's hilarious.
Swing dance aficionado.
Wow.
When did you get into that?
My mom taught me at a young age, and then I got more into it in college because you have to swing dance in Mississippi or you're not gonna last. and then in Texas you have to learn how to two-step where I worked after college, so I got really into it in those two states, and then ran into a guy who teaches that stuff here, and now it's a hobby.
Good for you. That's fantastic. Something we did not know about Ryan Schmelz. That's great. Oh, man. I invited you on this morning to talk about this debate in the Senate over, is it just about the time change, or is it specifically about daylight savings time?
Everything and anything. Okay. Pretty much anything related to it, yeah. I think the end goal is that there's a bill called the Daylight Protection Act that would essentially end the practice of springing the clocks forward and turning the clocks back. And that has been, it was passed, I believe, in 2022. It's being reintroduced this year. Didn't really go anywhere in the House last time, so we'll see if this becomes a different story.
So back to my misunderstanding here. So they would stop springing forward, but would they leave it one way or the other, or they just wouldn't do daylight savings anymore?
It would set a standard time for the U.S., and I believe it would fall under longer evenings and shorter mornings.
That's what Mark wants.
Yeah, that's what I want, and not because it lets you golf a little later into the evening. I just think I just like being able to get in the evenings, have a little extra time to sit out on the porch or enjoy mm-hmm. time with the kids or whatever it might be.
The
right?
states that have it, like a portion of Indiana, isn't it only a portion of Indiana? Or no, it's all of Indiana. There's some states that already do this. So is this what they have in place?
Yeah, Arizona and I believe Hawaii are the ones that have abolished it and have, you know, kind of opened the door for longer days and whatnot. So, hey, you know, it's what's fascinating about this whole thing is that, you know, for some people, this isn't their top issue. It's, you know, President Trump, I think, called it a 50-50 issue. And next thing you know, you listen to this hearing and you think that, oh, a daylight saving hearing would be, you know, fun and like a little Friday story.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got people throwing out numbers about chronic disease and how that would be impacted. You got people talking about crime rates. You've got businesses and millions of dollars that are at stake. And I mean, it's kind of fascinating the amount of research that has been done by the people who are just very passionate about this issue. And there's just a lot of different details and different numbers they were throwing out there. And some of the stuff was, you know, not exactly the fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I'll bet not. Ryan, I'm out of time, my friend, but thanks for the information this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. Best of luck in your next line dancing competition. That's funny. I wouldn't have thought about that. I just want my extra sunshine in the afternoon. That's it. It's pretty simple. And then we got people online saying all these important things in the world, and this is what the Senate's wasting time on. I don't know. I think it's something they should fix, and then we won't have to waste time on it anymore. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.